Warren McClure and his assistant, BAR man Roger Gonzalez of the 3rd Platoon, were assigned to a location in a clearing just above the tree line, halfway up the western flank of the hill. Directly across the valley from their position rose a shorter knoll that would come to be called the West Hill. McClure and Gonzalez settled into a shallow ditch and studied the serrated ground below them, especially the ravine that ran up the valley's center toward the High Saddle. "Good cover for anybody coming at us from across the way," McClure said. Below them, the terrain fell away to form a yawning sinkhole, the Deep Dip, McClure called it, about 20 yards across by 30 yards long. McClure and Gonzalez could not see the bottom of this sinkhole, and they contemplated the possibility of a squad of enemy soldiers hidden under its lip. Well to the north, somewhere near the Chosen, they watched distant flashes of artillery fire and heard what they assumed was one hell of a firefight. The sound of the battle made both Marines anxious. They understood that, as they listened, their friends were being maimed and killed. They had little doubt that their own outfit would be next. 4 miles north of McClure and Gonzalez's position, and 2 miles south of Udomni, the 150-odd men of Charlie Company, 1st Battalion, 7th Marines, were indeed fighting for their lives against an overwhelming Chinese attack. Like Fox, Charlie was an undermanned company. Still, it had been ordered to overwatch until dawn a small knoll designated Hill 1419. The number was its elevation in meters, along the lonely stretch of road where the MSR began rising to Tok Tong Pass from the north. Charlie Company immediately dubbed the mound Turkey Hill because vast piles of Thanksgiving turkey bones had been dumped there by Baker Company, which had originally taken and secured the hill 3 days earlier. Charlie constituted a link in the strong American chain between the 2 Marine Rifle regiments nearly within shouting distance to the north and the reinforced Fox Company guarding their southern flank. Though its strength had been...